So the Georgian College in Ontario approved funds and planned to open a program, a degree program in homeopathy.
Boo.
Boo. Yes, this is a college.
My God.
Yeah, to offer homeopathy. So whenever any college or university teaches even a course, let alone a whole program in pseudoscience or nonsense of one version or another, it's always an outrage. And we do see this, crop up every now and then. So I know everyone listening to the show probably knows this by now, but if you're new or if you haven't heard this before, very quickly, homeopathy is pure nonsense. It's not what some people think it is. Actually, most people think that homeopathy is like herbal or natural medicine. It's not. It was invented out of whole cloth a couple hundred years ago by a crank, Hahnemann, who, you know, essentially thought he was treating the essence of illness. It's really a pre-scientific idea. The substances that are chosen are really based upon magical thinking, like sympathetic magic or just silly kind of notions. Like, do you cry when you hear the piano? Well, then you're this type of personality and you need this kind of treatment. It's really nonsensical. But then it doesn't really even matter because whatever it is, they dilute it out of existence. You know, the dilutions are so extreme that for most homeopathic remedies, there's not even a single molecule of any active ingredient left. But they say that the magical essence is left behind, and it's the essence,
right,
which is activating your self-healing system. So it's magic. It's witchcraft and potions. It has zero scientific plausibility. And if that weren't enough, it's been studied. You know, it doesn't have to be, but there's been plenty of clinical trials of homeopathy. And after hundreds and hundreds of clinical trials, basically we can conclude that homeopathy doesn't work for anything. And there have been multiple systematic reviews. There have been multiple government reviews, the UK, Australia, you know, recently. They reviewed all the clinical evidence and said there's not a single indication for which homeopathy has been shown to have any effect beyond placebo. It's a placebo. It's a magical placebo pill. That's it. So it really has no place existing in a modern healthcare system. So why would a college start a program in homeopathy? It's nonsensical. So
big donation, maybe?
No, sometimes that's the case. In this case, I don't think so. So the Dean of Health, Wellness, and Science at Georgian College, who is Fay Lim Lambie, said, "As an educational institution, we welcome critical discussion and debate. It helps ensure the best possible curriculum and learning outcomes for our students. In an era of patient choice, it is important for the college to provide students with the most diverse education possible, including options for care and different methods."
Terrible.
Wah, wah, wah.
Terrible.
Wrong. You
wow.
fail. You have no business being a dean of health or wellness or science anywhere.
Or anything.
That is a major fail. It's like teaching astrology in the astronomy department because people like it. And why? Let's have a conversation and debate it. And, you know, people should be open to the whatever. No.
Right. Or reflexology in the physical therapy department.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Exactly. So that's an academic fail, right? I mean, sure, academia should be open-minded and should be encourage a free exchange of ideas and the marketplace of ideas. But it also has intellectual standards of scholarship and of rigor. And you can't just teach any old nonsense and pretend that it meets a level of academic rigor, which homeopathy clearly doesn't. It's like,
and more than that, when you think about all the different pseudosciences and fake medicines out there, homeopathy is the lowest of the low-hanging fruit. There's really nothing more lame than homeopathy. And we're still, even though the story may have sounds like it's going to have a good ending before you're done, it's the fact that it even got this far to me is ridiculous.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's not even subtle, and this is still so embedded. And we've made great gains against homeopathy, and that's fantastic. But how is it still part of the national conversation, international conversation at all, unless being completely denigrated? I don't know. Continue. I'm done.
So Lim Lambie has a master of social work and a bachelor of social work, does not have any science degree. Now, social work does include counseling. So that is basically as close as she gets to a science degree. I'm not denigrating social workers at all, but that's not really it's not a strong science background. But even still, even as a social worker who should have had psychological training, she should understand enough about science and methodology to understand that homeopathy is pure nonsense. I suspect she just has no idea how bad homeopathy really is. So as Bob was alluding to, there was a backlash, including, you know, on my blog and elsewhere, against mm-hmm. the college. I mean, criticizing them in no uncertain terms. Really, they got eviscerated online mm-hmm. for this, which is fantastic.
Good. And as it should.
In response, they removed the homeopathy program.
Good.
Never mind. And they stopped it.
And they should remove that damn dean.
Well, I think so. I think that's a academic embarrassment. I agree. The college said, their announcement said, in light of the recent response from our local community and beyond, and in consideration mm-hmm. of our students, Georgian College has made the decision to cancel the homeopathy program. So they focused on the local community, although they did say and beyond. So that's good. But
yeah.
Yeah.
And consideration for the students. Absolutely. Because when you do that, you basically water down, pun intended, the quality, the value of the degree, the value of the degree that you've given to every student who's gone to your college or university.
Oh, completely.
I wish they even went a step further, Steve, and said not only because of these pressure, because we were pressured essentially into doing so, but because we've also taken a closer look at it and realized that homeopathy is not science, has no place in an educational yeah. system on any yeah. level. That would have been much better.
Yeah, yeah. They could have made it stronger. Absolutely. That was just sort of, oops, oh, no, never mind. Let's sweep this under the rug and move on. Nothing to see right. here. Yeah.
As opposed to saying, hey, we learned something through this point yeah. taken and we understand yeah. now what's going on with homeopathy.
The point that I tried to drive home when I wrote about this is that if you were going to have a homeopathy program in your health and wellness college, then there's absolutely no basis to deny programs in cryptozoology, creationism, crystal healing, ufology, or free energy. What can you say? Yeah. Why not have free energy in your physics department or creationism yeah. in your biology department?
Or alchemy.
Or alchemy, yeah. There's no mm-hmm. reason. You have no justification for not including it, because you could use the exact same logic to defend that as you do homeopathy. You have left yourself wide open. Yep. And for some reason, though, because I've had this experience myself personally dealing with deans, when you talk about alternative medicine and homeopathy, it does not evoke the same response from an academic as bringing up the specter of creationism, right? Or ufology yeah. or free energy. When you talk about those things, suddenly they're like, whoa, what, you know, come on, we're not going to sully our good name with that pseudoscience. But for some reason, you talk about, you know, the pseudosciences in healthcare, and it doesn't trigger the same response. They don't see it. I have to make that comparison explicit for them. You know what I mean? That's our battle. It's getting people. No, homeopathy, it's like teaching ESP in your mm-hmm. neuroscience class. I mean, it's just, it's pseudoscience. And as Bob is correct, it's the lowest hanging pseudoscientific fruit. Pretty
that's
much
what
that,
makes
it doesn't
it
get
so
worse.
Galling.
It's yeah, it's 100% pure magic. It's 100%. And it's because it's healthcare, there's direct harm involved. You know, people are going to be taking homeopathic vaccines instead of real vaccines. Ugh. You know? It's actually worse than all the other things I mentioned, because it's an applied yep. science and freaking healthcare. Okay, rant over. But good news, we shamed them out of their homeopathy program. Thank you.
Oh, wait, breaking news, breaking update. Goop University has announced the homeopathy program at their esteemed place of education. More to come.